content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
that's your problem.
Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for being here with us. And I'd like to welcome you to the Conspiracy Corner and welcome you into our space, into our energy. It's been such a privilege and pleasure to get to be with you here. And as you're watching this, we always like to remind you, if you're resonating with the message and looking at this right now, and you see our amazing guests, which you're able to see right now with the coffee mug. I think that's what's in there, right?
We don't really know.
We don't know, but we'll never really know. It's all good, though. As we keep you coming back, right? But don't forget to hit the subscribe button, like, and share. So who you're looking at right now is the famous psychic medium, Utsava. She's great. She's been on here a lot of you're seeing her. A lot of amazing feedback. As a matter of fact, we do have a lot of your questions that we're going to be sharing with you today and asking Utsava on your behalf. But Utsava, she's renowned for her accurate predictions and prophecies about Trump, Obama, Hollywood royals, New World Order, aliens, and the deep state, which you know that we've had a couple of little bumps on the shows with that one in the couple last ones,
too,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, manipulations, satanic cults, and political events that we are currently living through that she predicted years ago. This stuff's happening right now. So this is an amazing resource, Utsava, and it's always great. And we really thank you for coming on and sharing this side of yourself with us. You'll also be able to find Utsava and connect with her at utsava.net and be able to find out what she's got going and how to support her messages out there on patreon.com/Utsava. And there'll be links showing up very shortly, so you can be able to see that too. So
I just want to take a quick second real quick and thank everybody. The channel is really growing. I mean, it's growing at a rapid speed, and we're so excited and we're so grateful. It's really so humbling, and we're honored to have everybody enjoying the show, leaving great comments, sharing it, and liking it. It's helping the channel really take off fast. So thank you, everybody.
Thanks for that. Much love to everybody on that one. So without further ado, let's bring on our featured guest right there. Utsava, how are you? And welcome.
Thanks. How are you guys doing?
It's really good.
We are doing great.
It's good to see
you
as always.
It's hot here. I have no makeup on because it's so
you're
hot.
You're beautiful. You don't need it. You do not need a stitch.
It's very hot here. It's very hot. I think it's like this month or so just brutal.
Exactly. Yeah. July, August. Yeah.
Gosh, you know, just it is what it is.
But talking about hot, holy moly, there's some crazy stuff that happened this week. So much stuff in the news between the Wayfair and the children in the containers. And now it's also, they're saying it's on Etsy, and Walmart is also found guilty. And I wanted to share something with the audience real quick, because this was like such a slap in the face. I mean, it's right. Okay, hold on. I have to read this. So Wayfair, the name, I'm just going to break it down real quick. Waif, W-A-I-F. It's a noun. So I'm going to give you the description of what their name actually means. It's a noun. A waif is a stray person or animal, especially a homeless child, an extremely thin, usually a young woman. The second part of Wayfair, fair, they play on the spelling of it, but F-A-R-E, Wayfair plays on the spelling of it, is a noun. And ironically, what that means is the price charged to transport a person. So the name Wayfair is literally right in our face. They are saying to us, we're trafficking children.
Is that what they are doing from how you see it?
You know, absolutely. All these big companies, pretty much all of them, or most of them, are involved in those heinous crimes against children, child trafficking. One way or the other, they're participating. You don't even get up there unless you're part of this club. I just had a client the other day. She told me, I made a prediction a year and a half ago, and I said Amazon is going to be broken down into these corporations, and now we're seeing it. They're breaking apart. They're falling apart because they're exposed.
So, God, this is so heavy. So you're saying then, this is like not an unusual situation that all of the is it going to be like Sam's and all the big box retailers? And are they all going to start falling off like dominoes? People are, they're going to be getting caught doing the same stuff.
Yeah, they're getting caught. They're getting exposed. Walmart, you know, is involved. You know, they have been exposed with their underground stuff. And they're all involved one way or the other. And behind closed doors, Trump administration is talking with them, investigating them. I mean, they knew about this for a long time. I mean, they're on them. When it, the time it goes in the news, the investigations, arrests have already happened a long time ago,
Would these larger companies that are coming out like this, and there's more awareness about what they're doing or supposedly allegedly doing, were you able to have you seen this forthcoming? Like, is this part of what we saw, what was to be shown?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, first of all, when we talked about it years ago, you know, when I made this prophecy that there's going to be all this arrest. Mm-hmm. I mean, first I said it's going to be low-level child trafficking, mid-level, and then upper level. And we are facing the upper level right now. And then I've also stated I've seen, like, business people getting arrested and corporations falling apart. I mean, everything is kind of a scheme. It's like a scheme by the deep state that himself have created. And unless you're part of the you don't get up there unless you're part of their club. Mm-hmm. And like, for instance, right now it's in the news that Donald Trump has been always audited by the IRS all the time. He had to get IRS lawyers, had to make sure his taxes are correct, and he always paid a lot of taxes, and they've always been after him. And that's what happens. You barely get up there. I mean, he has been able to get up there unless you're complying with their schemes and participate.
So does this mean... are these companies actually going to be dissolved, number one? And is this going to be like a revival of the mom and pop businesses?
Which businesses is that?
Like the small businesses.
Just like the small retailers. Will it be a revival of the small?
Yes.
Small business owners.
Remember how we had the convenience store back in the days? Yeah, I love that. That was so much fun. Maybe they're coming back. Because, That's another thing is, like, Trump has made a law that when somebody is, or a corporation is participating, assisting heavily in child trafficking, human trafficking, heinous crimes against humanity, things like that, that their assets will be confiscated. So are you telling me that the USA is broke? They're confiscating all this money from all these big corporations now. Wayfair is going to be no more owned by whoever is owned. It's going to be owned by the US government.
So they'll still operate the business so the employees don't get affected. Is that what they're trying to do? People that work there?
Yeah, they're going to own the company. They're going to take over the company. They're going to do whatever they want to do with them. So, and it's really funny, you know, how these corporations edit our content on video, and then they don't edit whatever people sell on their platform. I mean, Wayfair sells it themselves, but like on Amazon, there could be private sellers or Etsy selling these children, and they don't edit anything, but they edit us out all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I understand that if the business does something extreme like what they're doing, which has a horrible impact on humanity, does it set though a bad precedent that the government can say, you know what, even though you mess up and you do your thing and consciously or unconsciously, whatever, does it set a precedent where if the government comes up and takes over your business, I mean, is that going to shift us towards?
We're talking like putting children in containers.
Totally get that, and I'm not, believe me, I am no means defending that at all. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the fact of like, look, someone screwed up in a bad way. They got caught. They're getting busted. I'm wondering if it sets a precedent about businesses coming in, and will that have any type of fear factor for other corporations that are
legitimate
and innocent, if you would, that say, hey, maybe I don't want to do so much business in America if they can.
I don't think so, because normal people don't do that. Normal people don't traffic children. It's like
that's
the same.
True.
If I have a company and I launder money through the company, or that happens all the time, they confiscate the company, or they freeze the assets, they confiscate the business. It happens all the time. Or somebody is selling drugs or something like that, doing illegal things. I mean, it happens no different than it's always been. They just take over the business, they take the assets, but however they do it, I don't know details, but that's a lot.
That's a lot.
So that's what happens also with a lot of banks. that they have taken over a lot of banks, a lot of businesses behind closed doors. This has happened all this time. The USA is very rich. They're taking the money back from the deep state. They have basically, they have stolen our money. They're running a scam, mm-hmm. and now the money is coming back to the people.
Is there any exposure right now with Sava for people with what's going on? So like if the banks or some of the banks are part of this, is there anything that we as people need to be aware of with the banking system and how it affects us? And what I guess what I'm asking you directly is, should we be looking at pulling money out? Should it be stay there? Like, or, you know, where's our relative sense of safety there?
I don't think it's a problem this year or anything like that. See, when they talk about the reset, I mean, we said last year, the reset is starting last year, and they had different phases. I believe it comes in phases. This year we have more phases. We talked about that. We predicted these things. There were some things going on, some phases where you couldn't log into your, let's say, Chase bank account for like a week, or you could still check your balance, but you couldn't log in online because they were taking over these banks and they were resetting the system. I mean, this has happened quite a few times. On a certain point, I know I made a picture, I think last year, said, no, there's not really a danger, but with Wells Fargo. And there was a little bit something going on with Wells Fargo bank last year. But I don't see really any problems. Just make sure you screenshot everything, you know, so that balance everything. But I don't see any.
All right, so don't freak out, everybody.
That's good. Yeah.
Everything's good there.
Real quick, I want to read this to you, too, and get your feedback. Trump made an announcement this week, and he said, quote, many exciting things over the next 8 weeks, things that no one has ever contemplated, thought about, or even thought possible, with levels of detail and levels of thought that a lot of people believe very strongly we did not have in this country. So my question is, we can cover so much. Is he talking about JFK? Is he talking about Tesla technologies? Is he talking about
everything?
The whole
cures. And there was another thing I've been saying like a year and a half ago or so, that he's beginning of this year, he will come up with cancer cures and with cures. And we have seen with the cure for the coronavirus, that came out, and that is also linked with the cancer cures. And Trump has been saying that they're also working on therapeutics, you know, the blue light that also kills virus. All they really have to do in the stores, if they're concerned about virus, which, you know, they're not concerned about the virus, it's all about something else.
Yeah.
They could just have some blue light there and that kills all the virus.
That's interesting.
And the other thing is also with that, what's interesting is with the flu virus, what a lot of people don't understand, is like they're spreading intentionally every winter, some flu strains, flu virus. Why would you get the virus in winter? I mean, virus can be eradicated.
Exactly.
And all over the news right now.
I think that's where he's going.
Yeah, you know, and all over the news right now, it's like these hospitals and testing organizations, they are getting busted. And even the mainstream media is reporting that. Yeah. You know, that they're
exactly. And I agree with that. And that's all part. See, it's like right now what we have been talking about the last few months. And it's the boomerang effect. It's in real life. You see it also in your private life. You may have a neighbor who's a little bit cuckoo and evil and possessed by demons. And there, whatever they're doing to you, it's going to come back right at them. You know, and it's always in politics. It's coming right back at them.
You know what? You just walked right into a question that we got from a viewer. So hold that thought for a second, because he asked, hold on, it's number 9, but I'm going to, so what's the last one, but I'm moving it up. He says, I don't know if he's a he or she, I'm sorry. I'm a targeted individual and being gang stalked and harassed.
Gang stalked, yeah.
Gang stalked with energy weapons. Can you please ask Utsava what he can do, or she? And do you see this actually ending, or will it continue?
For this person?
I think they meant in general, okay, will it continue?
Does he say which state is he in, or is he in another country? Did they say anything? They didn't, no. Okay, so this gang stalking, you can look up online, not on Google, but on the Yahoo.
What does that even mean? I never even heard that term before.
Gang stalking.
Like a bunch of people.
I didn't even know it existed. It happened to me. Okay, I was living in California, and it was a gang stalking town. I mean, it was like a CIA experiment town. I didn't know this at this time. Yeah. And there was a lot of high crime area too, like in Northern California sometime, someplace, and they were doing experiments and things like that. And then I had all this crazy neighbor. I mean, everybody knew something was crazy was up. But then as soon as it was all these crazy things going on. But as soon as I became a chemtrail activist, the neighbors started harassing me like from one day to the next. I had good times with the neighbors, oh, hi, friendly. And then all of a sudden they were looking at me, making up stories, like, what is going on? And it took me really, literally years to figure out that I was being gang stalked. Wow. And a lot of people don't know that they're gang stalked when all of a sudden people turn against you and so on. And it happens to us patriots. So what happens is, and I said this a long time ago, and some people said they didn't believe me and thought I was a little bit crazy when I said this.
Yeah.
But now they see this as being true. So everything that you're saying or that you're doing online, on the phone, gets into a supercomputer, and then they're basically targeting you if you're an activist, if you're awake, and they're giving you artificial intelligence to bring you down. They're sending you frequencies. They're bad for you. I mean, this happens for everybody. Mm-hmm. And if you're a good person, like a Democrat, and you're against Trump, you're getting rewarded energetically. You're getting positive feedback.
Wow.
But really, it happens to me still. I mean, it's not as bad anymore. It's in California where I had to call the police 200 times and it was all this crazy stuff going on.
Is that when you started with the Tesla plates?
Exactly, exactly. That's when I discovered at some point I was so bombarded. It was bad. It was bad. I covered it in my videos. And then I discovered the Tesla plates. And actually, I believe the aliens brought me to the Tesla plates because it provided a really good tool. And you can also use organite, shungite, black obsidian, things like that. It really helps a lot. And there's also alien technologies they're using, but they can literally, like, it happens like this. You call the police and then they program the police officer to see you as a bad person. Or it happened to me, like I would call a contractor to do some contract work. He came over and everything was fine. And then he was doing some work. And then after a while, we're talking on the phone again. As soon as we talk on the phone, he goes crazy on me again, yells at me. I'm like, what's going on? I had this also with clients sometimes. I would pick up the phone. They started yelling at me. I'm like, what? Because they programmed them. They programmed them to think that reading is not good and things like that. It happened so heavily in California. And since I was moving to the South, the Texas area, it's a lot better. It's like maybe 10% of what it's still, but it's still going on.
Did you think you were going
program my neighbors?
Did you think you were going a little wacko?
You know what I mean? Because it would make, yeah.
Right? I mean, for me, if that was happening, like I would start to think, is there something wrong with me? Is there something?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is there something?
You know what I'm saying?
I knew it was going on. I knew it was real at some point, and I read up about it. There's this program, Gang Stalking. Oh. And I mean, it happens all across the board. Like, Obama had a choke program, like that you sabotage businesses. Like, I've been saying for a long time, I don't get my credit cards in the mail. I don't get my license plates in the mail. All this important mail I never get. Mm. They're confiscated. You know, they're really on each level, are they trying to sabotage you? Recently I got an animal, and I got the animal from somebody, I don't want to say too much details, and that somebody was being programmed to go act crazy and stuff, and now it's all this tragedy going on with this animal, and I have to fight it in court and all that. I mean, that's what they do, and then they program the judge, and they program these people against you, and I mean, it's really deep, it's really going on, and also for us patriots, they generally, when you're awake, you know, your Trump support and stuff, a lot of people tell me that their family members are against them, and they're all Democrat, but they actually program them even more so to be against you and think that you're crazy than they would normally think it. So they program them to see a certain way. So they have all this alien technology they're using, like artificial intelligence and other technology, how they can sabotage your life. And really make you miserable. And sometimes people call me, it's like, I just feel horrible, everybody's against me. That's that, or at work.
Wow.
You know, now, and I think we talked about this on the last show where we were talking about how the masks in local stores now, they're starting to demand the mask, and that's happening more and more right now. And I noticed that, like, you know, when you walk into now a store without a mask here, which was 2 weeks ago, great. But now you walk in, it's like you are... you are crap. I mean, you are evil if you walk in without a mask. I mean,
it is crazy. Oh,
yeah. I'm not wearing one. I'm still sticking. I'm like,
But they hand them there. Like, oh, yeah. You know, the police, they say the city officials, they're making this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so if you don't put it on, I put it on my head.
Like
I was Amish kind of thing. You know what I mean? I had it right there. And
not this way.
No offense, Amish.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, no wonder they had Fauci out there.
Yeah.
And saying that the masks are really not that important or something like that, something along these lines.
Yeah, yeah. And you see hot out there, and you see people vigorously still exercising with these masks. I'm like, man, that's crazy. You know?
You know what? This does make sense. Why I heard this the other day, and I'm like, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Why they're hammering so hard about Florida is because the Republican the convention is here. I think is it in Tampa or
Jacksonville?
Yeah. So they're just like hammering as hard as possible.
And they do this. This is an example how they do the programming with the mask. Like they program you to think you need to wear a mask, and everybody doesn't wear a mask is a bad person, and that's programming. Mm-hmm. It's all about perception, and they do it via computer. They do it via cell phone. They do it via artificial intelligence. They can the wireless technology, the Wi-Fi, it's a technology that's kind of floating, and there's reptilian types creatures in this technology literally.
Mm-hmm.
and they can put all kinds of crap into this technology that goes into your brain.
Mm.
and all of a sudden you start thinking a certain way, you know, like an example is how so many people thought that Trump is an idiot or Trump is a bad guy. You know, we all got this programming, and we like had to take a step back. It's like, hey, wait a minute, I have a second look at him. What is he really doing wrong? And you really have to kind of watch that, oh, that's programming, that's mind control. You can't see it, but you can feel it. And all of a sudden you start thinking a certain way, but it's programming that makes you think this way. And then you think it's your own thoughts, but it isn't. That technology is so advanced. It's so advanced. Yeah,
the 5G, it can't be stopped at this point, can it? Has it crossed that plane where there is no turning back? We are moving forward with the 5G, and that's that.
Well, I don't want it, but Trump has changed the technology, and there's good 5G and bad 5G, and that company who has been putting all this bad stuff in the 5G to surveil us and put all this heavy mind control into the technology. They have been banned. They're not, they're using this company anymore. And so they're using technology such as similar like the Tesla plate or Shungite and magnet type of technology to offset the damage. And so it's less damaging.
Mm. All right, well, that's good. Yeah. That's good news.
I want to get into a couple of other, continue with some other guest questions if I can, Utsava. So someone posted, I've actually wondered this too, how is QAnon able to predict with precision the future events that have come to pass? This QAnon thing or phenomenon that's going on, how are they able to predict this with such precision?
Okay, they made this deep plan 20 years ago, Trump and JFK Jr., who basically went on the ground, and so secretly they met and they made this plan, like how they're going to take down the cabal. Mm. And they have a project, you know, the project is called Looking Glass, and they do time travel type things, and they can look into the future. Like I can look in the future, but they can look at with technology, and so they were able to see what happened in other timeline and even do it better. And then they made this plan, and they knew certain things going to happen a certain way. And that's a spooky way that the spooky thing what's happening is like, yeah, these things have already happened.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also this thing which you asked me before about the mandala effect, which I didn't want to talk
about. Sorry.
Nice with that. It's
complicated.
Since I'm hearing this sound, I have to say, I don't know if I'm the only one, nobody told me they have this problem, but I have this deja vu, as if I've been already in the future. Now I've been pulled back. And this is the mandala effect, where they're saying that some timelines collided. I don't really understand it in full, but I think there's something to this regard because I have so many deja vus, it drives me nuts. Like, I'm in a store and I look at a flyer of a dog and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. These neighbors have the same dog. They told me they got him from the, they claimed they got him from the pound, but they, I think they stole the dog. Is this dog that's missing? And I'm like thinking about it. And then I see myself calling up a girl and asking her about all this stuff. And then, and it happens later on, or I just see events happening later on, like this thing with this animal. I would see what's going to unfold in the future. I would see into the details that it's as if it's already happened. I mean, with such a clarity, it's just a deja vu thing happening. It drives me nuts, and that tells me that this thing with those timelines and the things already happened, and you can really see in the future. You know, we have these different dimensions. They're these parallel universes, and they're colliding sometimes. And maybe we have already been there. You know.
Because that whole phenomenon still trips me out when it happens.
The timeline thing?
The deja vu, because it doesn't happen often, but when it does, you're like, whoa, that was crazy. So are you saying then that the deja vu, that's when you've collided with the timelines, or you've stepped into another timeline? Or you've
It seems like, you know, we all, like with the mandala effect.
Yeah.
We all remember, like in a certain time, I was in the 70s, 80s or something, that we heard that Nelson Mandela has died, right? We all remember mm-hmm. that. But he just happens to have died recently. It drives me nuts. It's like, how could this even be? And it seems like further away. I mean, I think of my childhood and so on. It seems like further away. So they're saying because they were messing with those timelines all the time, doing the time travel and Project Looking Glass, and then CERN has also messed with those timelines, that some timelines collided somewhat. It drives me nuts, I think. Something with that is up. But anyway, they have technology to look into the future and all sorts of technology. And that's how they knew how things are going to unfold. And like, for instance, when I was doing this prophecy, I knew it's going to happen because it already happened. It's kind of easy to do these prophecies when things already happened and they're meant to happen that way.
Question.
It's easy to see.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Okay, so just stepping back for 1 second. Okay, so let's say that Trump and JFK or their little posse came up with this idea 20 years ago, the plan. That's one hell of a plan. I mean, like, how could you even, the plan is so huge. How can your mind even comprehend all of everything?
Well, what she's saying is they're forecasting out, they're seeing the timelines in the future so they can see it. Right.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm goes to my next thing. So would that make them time travelers?
Time travelers. Yeah, they were able to have access to military grade a technology to look into the future, and they know exactly what's going to take place. There's some cornerstones, they know it's going to happen no matter what. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, I was in the convenience store at the gas station country somewhere and saw this flyer of the dog missing, and then I thought, oh, is this other dog? And that happened already. That was like a corner store that was meant to happen. That I was in, it drives me nuts, because I was like in California and I was like, okay, I figured this all out. It took me years, where to move, which house to buy. And I thought I figured this all out, mm-hmm. only to find out that it already happened in another timeline. And it was meant to happen anyway, no matter what I did or didn't do, but I thought it was my own idea.
Right.
And that's kind of how they go. Our lives are programmed by aliens. Mm. There's also soul contract, but there's things there just meant to happen. You can't do anything about it.
Hmm.
I already see the future where I'm going next. I already see the house I'm going to get. It stresses me up.
I wonder while this is on my mind. I know there's so much to grab here for you, but
I have to make notes. Hold on. I have a couple questions.
I know you do. That's why I'm trying to get one in. if JFK, when he becomes the vice president, right? With that now, this will be the second term for Trump. Will he then, meaning JFK, will he continue then and actually take over the president role for the next two terms? Does it look like that, or is he tag out and do
that's
something
the
else?
Idea. Yeah, that's the idea. That's the idea. That it's a continuance of Trump. That Trump never gets out of office, actually, so to speak. That Trump administration type thing.
Right. It's still
like the same as the same policies, you know, and it's gonna get better and better and better. Yeah. So Jake Kitchen is gonna be VP, and then later on, another 8 years of Jake Kitchen Jr.
So Trump will be that form of that shadow government for JFK, in some sense. Right?
I mean, not shadow government, not like shadow government.
Wide open government.
It's just the same, the same. It's the same policies, same type of policies.
God and aliens. Okay, so this is like, oh my God. Okay, so
it's a switch.
I know. Who the hell really runs this world? Is it run by God Almighty? Our world that we are, the universe that we live in. Who is the head honcho? Is it God Almighty, or is it the aliens? I'm so confused.
Oh, okay. So it's complicated. So God Almighty created everything. It's the ultimate creator. Okay. And so over the years, like we talk millions of years, and we can't even imagine how it all started. I mean, how did God Almighty be created? Who created God Almighty then?
Exactly.
I think about it. So anyway, there's God Almighty, and then there's duality. So God came once to this planet and created duality. And that's a story from Adam and Eve in the Bible, that with the genetic modification of our genes, they got some reptilian types code, like some DNA code into our genes, so that God is out of paradise because we were one. We were one. That's when you're enlightened. You're one with the universe. You feel a sense of oneness, and so we got out of paradise. We are in this duality, you know. Everything is divided, and then evil can also exist more. So it's either good or evil. So, and then there's all these different aliens from both dimensions, good and bad. They're trying to mess up your life or improve your life, depending who it is.
Speaking of good, it's would the Galactic Federation, would they be considered good, or like the white hats kind of thing?
Exactly. A lot of people call the alien group I've been in contact with the Galactic Federation. They didn't tell me it's their name. They didn't tell me they're called Galactic Federation, but they might. So yeah, they told me Earth Alliance. I mean, that's kind of what resonated. It's the same type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Earth Alliance.
They're working with the U.S. military to get through this transition.
So we're not so much a science project then, right?
Or are we?
We are a science project. Here's the thing, okay? Here's the thing. That's also another thing that drives me nuts. So when I was 6 years old, my mother, she picked me up from kindergarten. And I was able, and I had this many times in my life, that I'm able to tap into this dimension. But I see everything is an illusion. Our whole world is an illusion. What we see, what we feel, everything. And that somebody thought out this life we have. Like, it's like in agnostics, they have a God who is dreaming our lives. Like, okay, when you're 20 years old, you're going to marry this guy. When you're 25, you're going to have your first child. When you're 26, you're going to have a car accident, things like that. So, and I believe what I saw when I was 6 years old is very true, that everything is a dream and thought out by somebody or something. Mm. And we just go through the motions. And the human race has been created as an experiment. There are all these different aliens from the universe. They're part of this experiment, and they're harvesting our energy or giving us energy and doing their thing. And we are identified as humans, but we actually soul, and that's what you notice when you meditate. I mean, when you do mindful meditation, then you see you are not your body, you're not your mind. It's mind is a machine.
Hmm. Are you? Personal question for you, if I may. You yourself, as a psychic, intuitive medium, are you able to see what goes on for you, or is that blocked out?
I see pretty well, but it's easier to see for somebody else. But it doesn't. I can't always act on it because of personal bias. Like, for instance, if I want a positive outcome, that's a personal bias. and then I see what I see, but I'm hoping for the best, so it gets twisted.
Yeah.
So when it's for somebody else, I can be more neutral.
Okay.
I had a personal question too, actually.
Personal time with Utsava. Personal question time with Utsava. Yeah. Bring your cookies.
Does it run in your family?
You know, it's funny. My grandmother, she went to a card reader, and my other grandmother was psychic, and she did it secretly. You know, it was not so allowed at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I have family in Austria, and they were doing the Ouija board together. Mm-hmm. Like the whole family would sit there and do the Ouija board together. So they did stuff like that. But they're like Catholics. They would go to church and all that. But they believe in all that, in astrology and on these things. My mother believed in astrology, and so it's a little bit, the spirituality runs my family, but not officially, like somebody was a card reader or anything like that.
Yeah, that's nice. The processing machine, let me tell
that's
you something. The processing, we have had so much feedback about the process. People are, and I know,
somebody
not
help.
Yeah, I am too, like fascinated with this whole processing machine concept. And people are just like, oh, ask her this about the process, ask her that. So a couple questions on the processing machine. Number one, how can we help our deceased loved ones avoid the processing machine? Or wait a minute. Yeah. If someone's already deceased, can they avoid the processing machine?
Mm.
Well, in order to not to go to hell, if you do bad things in your life and you have not any remorse, you're going to get likely or possibly into the processing machine. But while you're passing, and in Buddhism, they talk about the different phases of passing, you can, if you let go, you can let go of a lot of karma. Just let go. And exactly, they used to say, go to the light. But now it's like, be careful which light you're going to.
Wait a sec.
What?
I just had an idea. I thought about something.
Can you hold that?
Yeah.
Because I want to, while you're thinking.
Yeah, let me write it down.
Write that. Okay, so you and several shows have talked about Buddhism as an analogy for us and use that as a description for us. Can I ask you, what draws you to Buddhism as far as showing all respect to all faiths out there, but what actually draws you to Buddhism? That maybe, does it bring you closer to your source?
I didn't study Buddhism or anything like that. I'm just using Buddhism as an example.
Okay.
See, the religions haven't really existed like this before. I mean, 2,000 years ago, I think they were all made by the Anunnakis, but they came to this planet, and what we today call the deep state actually formed the religions, like the dark forces, actually, because before it was just people just being religious, but religion has been just structured like this. It's not like it's real. It's like at the Vatican, they used to do kind of Buddhist type meditation, and they just took that all out and divided everything, because the more you divide and structure it, the less it's close to the truth.
You write down your question?
Yep, I did.
You remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
With the processing machine, so similarly, when you were saying to avoid the karma and you forgive, was that it? You have to have remorse, right?
Yeah, you have to remorse, ask for forgiveness.
Ask for forgiveness and have remorse. Would that similarly be like when you're a Catholic or a Christian and you're at the church and they call you up and they say, okay, anybody that want to accept Jesus into your life, come up now and accept Jesus into your life and for forgiveness. So would that be in a Christian point of view, if you do that, you're getting out of the processing machine?
You might, yeah. It's about eternal life, and that's what the Christians, I call it, attempting to do. There's no guarantee, but they're attempting to do that, and maybe in some cases it works, in other cases it doesn't work, you know. But that's the whole idea, to be saved with the blood of Jesus, they call it, or in the name of Jesus, and to be saved from this reincarnation process and from the processing machine and ask for forgiveness of your karma. You can do this at any time, you know, and that helps you. You know, but you wouldn't really do evil things anymore at this point. You would have remorse and regrets, and then,
what,
you know,
What about that with so many people doing, you know, so many bad things, but then they do feel like, or they have been taught, hey, if I just say my forgiveness prayer to Jesus or whomever, whatever they believe in, that it's okay. So in their minds, they're thinking, I can do this because I'll ask for forgiveness because at the end of the day, I'm going to get it. So you're saying if they do that, we don't know if they're going to go through the processing machine or not. They may or may not, or does
it
help?
I don't think it works. I don't think it works like that. Or maybe there's other phases they will go through, you know, like other stages. It's not just processing machine, it's more than just the processing. Maybe there's some phases that can happen also in your real life, like a silver lining that you will have to go through something. Mm-hmm. Let's say, for instance, if you did a bad thing, let's say you did a crime to somebody. Let's mm-hmm. say you vandalize the house or you burn down the house or do something really bad and you get caught. Yeah, they have you on camera doing it. You have to go through the court and you pray for these charges. They don't just go away magically. There might be a silver lining that you have to go through something to learn something and work off your karma a little bit too. But it gets better by praying for forgiveness and asking forgiveness, that type of thing. It's not always black and white. You know what I mean? And you have to really have remorse.
You have to really, really mean it.
It's not a get out of jail really free card, everybody.
And feel sorry for what you've done.
Like,
and then it eventually comes off, the karma falls off, and you really regret it and say, oh no, how could I do this to this poor people or something like that, you know?
And that's why I would imagine, at least if they come from that really heartfelt place, and then they really regret what they did, then at least they're releasing the guilt, maybe helping someone not to have to live with the guilt so much. Because that in itself, I can imagine, can be help for someone.
Exactly. It's like you're creating your own hell here on this planet, and the hell you're creating goes basically with you on the other side. But there's a lot of people, they have these ideas about religions and they go on the other side, and I talk about this, they have this fake reality of that religion on the other side, but it's not necessarily real. So, and also a lot of things in the religions, mm-hmm. they're metaphoric. There have been said stories that have been told and things like that. Whenever you have structure comes from the planet Saturn. It's always questionable when it's black and white, and when they create dogma, it's always kind of red flags.
Somebody just asked, hold on, because there was a question about the fake reality. Okay, so that's up there with the processing machine, the fake reality. People are definitely...
Give us more.
Right. help me understand this more. The fake reality. Okay, so I know we've mm-hmm. talked about it a couple times, but mm-hmm. can you help one more time? Because so many people have asked, can you have her explain it again? The fake reality.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm just again saying that how it goes in the brain. Okay, like you're sitting in nature and experiencing nature. Like you're experiencing the energies from the trees, you're experiencing the good energies, you're experiencing maybe fairies or nature spirits and energies of plants that are coming to you. And so then the reptilians come and they put something on top of it, like a shield, and kind of like fake news, you know, that they're gotcha. Trying to get like the news, but they're altered the news so that you get their version of the news and tell you that's the truth over here when it's not, instead of just giving you the information the way it is. And that's what the reptilians have been doing. You know, I would see them like decorating my house and sending all these lights. And it could be that you're meditating and you experience all this light and it's not, maybe not real. I talked to somebody recently. I couldn't do the reading because this person was from the New Age and creating all this fake reality around him about this fake light that it's not real. You know, you can create all kinds of things, and it's like Mickey Mouse. You know, you say, oh, look over here. Look, there's some glimmering and glitter, and here is how it is, and it's not real.
So is the fake reality then similar to when you hear people say the veil is being lifted now? So is that fake reality, is the veil that they put over?
The veil, exactly, veil, or it can be, for some people, like this other person I was talking to, it was like a fog around him, like he's talking himself into, oh, I'm such a light being, I'm doing all this light work, where his mind is in reality totally in darkness, and there's nothing resolved from the childhood. There's all this resentment he has against his father, and he doesn't want to look at it, so covers up with the light, and he's, oh, I'm a light being, I'm all peaceful, and the slightest thing happened, they get angry, you know, and things like that.
You know, I wanted to ask you about that too, because for those people out there that you know, and I know everybody's really trying to embrace their spirituality right now, especially right now, and their view of how they operate their life. But for those people out there that are really, really strong and like, hey, love and light, love and light, love and light. And when the instant you put out anything from a, let's call it the dark, you know what I mean? and that person reacts. Is that person truly of the light if they freak out, if they see something dark? I mean, is that generally, you know what I mean? So if they're preaching love and light, love and light, love and light, and something they see is dark, and then they get really freaked out by it, is that person completely of the light, or is there some sort of facade going on there? Does that make sense?
So it seems like this person you're describing is identified with this mind. And oftentimes you talk all these spiritual things and then people try to create it. Oh, I need to be more loving. So that what they're doing is called behavior modification. So you pretend to be more loving, but have all this anger inside and resentment. So what do you do with all that? Or you're depressed and you have all these issues with people and negative thoughts. What are you going to do with all these thoughts? Remember, the mind cannot get rid of itself. So when the mind wants to be spiritual, then you're caught in the mind. And the mind is the mind. The mind is a machine that's been given to us, I mean, let's call it that way, by aliens. And it just does its thing. It's not you. So you're soul. So you want to go back to soul. And how do you do that? Mindful meditation. And it's called Vipassana in Hinduism. It's called Zen meditation, Buddhism, where you just watch and practice. And then you create space between your mind and you as a soul. And then the soul can flourish more. And then things are calming down.
I hate to split this, but I don't know another way to say it. Okay, so, and I don't mean to, but the only way that in
spit
my mind
out,
I can
spit it out.
All right. So, how is it then? People that are democratic, right? Mm-hmm. And they're preaching spirituality, and they're doing this, and they're doing that, but they're so anti Trump, or they're so against what's going on. How is it that you say that you are connected to a higher level, but you're saying it, that everything that Trump is doing or things that are transpiring is a bunch of bullshit?
Exactly. And this is also a lot of Christians do that. They go to church every Sunday and they think Trump is a bad guy. What do you think was happening in the church? There's all kinds of aliens. They manipulate the churches and they manipulate the priests, what they're saying and the way you look at things. They're not exempt from being manipulated. They think they're talking to God. Who knows? Maybe they're talking to God, but it gets filtered. The message gets filtered.
Got it.
So it, again, with this aliens who manipulate it, you know, and that's why you can see clear. Just because somebody says they're with the light, they're talking to God, doesn't mean they're talking to God. What gets to me is like all these Christians saying, oh, God told me. How do you know it's God? It could be God's helper. It could be an alien working for God. It could be a guardian right. angel. It could be how, maybe it is April. God's message, but I'm not going to go out and brag about, hey, God told me. It's like, who am I? It's like, you know, I didn't even know I was in contact with that alien group of his and with him directly like that, the way I was. And I'm like humbled by it. I'm not going to brag about it.
Yeah.
And so these people live in a fake reality that who don't see it, and they have the fake light oftentimes.
Well, wake up, everybody. Wake up. And that is our famous psychic medium, Usava. There, Usava, thank you very much so much for being on with us again this week. I appreciate that. Can you give we have links here, but it's always great to hear from your energy. Can you let everybody know how they can reach out to you, connect with you, and support what you have going on?
Yeah, you can visit my website, www.usava.net. You can join me on Twitter. You can join me on the Patreon. You can join me on Gab, on Then We Go On, We Go All, other social media. You'll find on my website the links.
Right on.
Awesome.
Right on. Perfect.
Thank you
very much.
So
it's good to spend the time with you as always again. So
absolutely. It's a blessing.
Yep. Good to spend the time with all of you out there tuning in. And again, remember, if you did resonate with the show and our guests, just please subscribe, like, comment, and share with that. That is really great. It helps out the programming a lot and keeps the world going around, right?
Yes,
so we enjoyed it on this end. We most certainly hope you did too.
Thank you so much, everyone. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. And together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everyone. Many blessings.